Anxiety rehab. What is it?
101.
We're going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, John and Amy here with Paddles Up. You know the deal. Paddles up.
Yes.
Let the current take you. So we're going to let the current take us right on into this important, very important subject called anxiety. And a lot of people are dealing with this today.
Yes,
lots of people. Including us.
Were you
going to
go there?
Well, you were talking about yesterday how you... Guys, listen, we've gone through a lot of anxiety. I used to have panic attacks before I really... before Christ, you know, it was like I would go into these... And it was chemically induced, but also not knowing where I was heading in life. And when you're... When you have those two combinations and then you get these panic attacks, some of you know what I'm talking about. There's some real fear that takes over and you're like, you don't know if you're going to make it. It depends on how strong that panic attack happens.
Yeah.
And it's really, I just want to say this, is that all of that is based in the ego, the false you, not the real you. The real you is spirit. And so when it's based in ego, we're going to have some trauma.
Yeah. So, anyway.
What?
Well, yeah, we're going to have some trauma. Well, you think John, you know, he shared about how, you know, even when he was young, he struggled with anxiety getting up public speaking. So there's those kind of anxieties. But what, like, we really want to talk about today.
Well, I wanted to talk about that.
We'll talk about that too, dear. Go ahead.
No, we can talk about it all. It just came to me. Just, you know how it is. When something bubbles up, you need to share it.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, yeah, we can talk about, well, isn't there all kinds of levels of anxiety?
There is.
And like we were talking about yesterday, how this whole subject came up was we're right now, God really has his thumb on us of just... learning, just practicing over and over what it's like to truly live in the now of no time and space, not reaching ahead, not reaching behind, not listening to past story, trying to apply it into a future story. Just what is it really like to be in that now as it's forming and the neural pathways are forming and you're really transforming. And a lot of people don't know, like, they're like, okay, so what's some normal signs, like, that you're going through? So, you know, in the health industry, they call it a healing crisis. When your body, it does really good, you just got on a bunch of healthy food, and you're like, all right, free sailing from here, I'm just going. And then all of a sudden, boom, you hit this healing crisis. And what's going on is your body has finally had a chance of a break from the past food you were eating, and it can now start going in and tackling these areas in your cells to start healing them. And so stuff starts coming out, right? The mucus starts coming out, all this kind of stuff. Not only is physical ailments start coming out, but emotional things start getting detoxed out. And so, yeah, I kind of hit a bit of a emotional healing crisis yesterday. And the funny thing is because it's like your spirit knows. You know what you're supposed to do, right? You know what you're supposed to think. And this is all the stuff you learn. But when you're in it, when you're in that anxiety storm and you're trying to get out of it, but like we just talked about in our earlier podcast about sitting with the squirm. And I was telling John, I'm like, this is so bizarre, this, because it's swirling around. And you're like, this feels like, and I've never done drugs or anything, right? But you still know what your body feels with addictions, you know, whether it's to food, you know, coffee, alcohol, whatever it is, you know, the withdrawals. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I'm feeling what it must feel like to be in a detox or rehab because of anxiety was just off the charts. And then just fears were off the charts, you know, all this because of being in an unknown state or new territory or whatnot. Old past triggers start coming up, old stories.
Old patterns.
And because you're trying to practice a new way of living. You're merging into a higher level of frequency.
Yeah.
And so
everyone is right now.
Yeah, everyone in the earth. This is a whole ascension thing as a whole in the earth. That's going on. That's why the dismantling. So with the whole detoxing, the withdrawals of anxiety, withdrawals of self-pity, withdrawals of, you know, just anything your body is chemically wanting to do with depression, freaking out, fear, whatever it is, it's coming up and out.
Yeah, the cold sweats and everything. It's a lot of it is linked because it's neurological. It's neurological. So a lot of it's linked, whether you're taking a drug or it's some kind of addiction in the emotional realm. Yeah, your body actually produces this stuff. And really what we're moving towards and what we're getting at is a lot of people are experiencing anxiety because of the whole COVID thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not just anxiety. It's really... coupled with fear. Anxiety and fear are very similar. It's like anxiety, when you start feeling that, it's fear calling you deeper.
Yeah.
Fear's calling you into itself. In other words, it's saying, hey, come join me. You're my twin, and I want you to actually no longer be the twin, but I want you to become me. And that's what ego does. Ego wants you to become it when you're not it. Mm-hmm. The real you is not ego. Ego is just self-serving because it's been hurt, it's been wounded, it's been traumatized, it's been neglected, abandoned, and abused, and all the rest, right? So ego wants to serve itself by saying, I need what I need, and I want what I want, and I want it now. And your spirit is like, I'm in oneness with God. So we're going to side with God. Mm-hmm. And this is the war, you guys. This is the war. But when it starts coming up, because it's a pattern in the past, because of some trauma...
Yeah, or security.
It's security, safety, all of those things. Then this is the time not to resist, but it's the time to sit with. Sitting with the squirm. Go listen to that podcast if you haven't. Yeah. It's so good because it's sitting with this place that says, hold on a minute. Who's in charge? Is mm-hmm. it my spirit, or is it the patterns of the anxiety and the egoic activity that's calling me backwards, that's calling me to it so that I can side with it and come into agreement and have a contract with it again? We've broken a lot of contracts by doing different patterns, right? All of us. In fact, I'll just say this. COVID was something to break the pattern of contracts that weren't working. And let me explain that. When we went into COVID, a lot of people in the church world and a lot of people in the community, just humanity, was like, wait a minute. And they wouldn't say this out loud. Okay, some would, some wouldn't. Some weren't conscious to this. Some would say, wait a minute. I had a contract with going out and partying every week.
Yeah.
What? This is a
pattern.
This is my pattern. It's a disruption. You're disrupting my agreement, my contract, and my pattern. How dare you? Mm-hmm. Then with the church world, it was... Oh, you devil, you're taking us out of community.
Taking my members.
You're taking my members.
How are we supposed to survive?
Yeah, all of that stuff, right? And really, if you look at this from a higher view, you look and see, wait a minute, millions and millions and millions of people praying this thing away, and it never left, okay? And people can make all the excuses in the world, say, well, it takes time to unseat this big thing that's going around called COVID, and we got to keep warring, we got to keep praying, we got to keep blasting this thing because it takes time, right? As if the devil's that big, or darkness, or dark entities are that big to say this arm wrestling contest test between God. No, I don't think that was it at all. What I believe is, this was allowed to happen to get us to sit with the squirm and to see what we were actually...
What was going to come up.
What was going to come up and what we were idolizing, what we were putting too much stock into, what we were anchoring in, what we were putting all of our attention on. And it's not that some of these things were bad. Like, going out with your friends on the weekend to whatever degree, that's between you and whoever, you and God, right? Community is not a bad thing, but when it becomes ritualistic and idolistic and it's not working anymore,
and addictive, right?
Addictive, then something comes in on a global level to raise the consciousness. This is the point, you guys, to raise the consciousness level, because institutions are crumbling. Mm-hmm. Institutions, not the spirit. That's totally different. Remember, institutions at every level, governmental, religion, educational, all these things are coming down in order for the consciousness level to rise up, to bring mm-hmm. us to a new place, a different place that screams effortless provision and effortless existence in every realm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's heart-centered. Is the cry. And where we're going in the world is, you know, as we're ascending and the world's maturing and we're maturing in it, you can't help, as the consciousness becomes more aware, it's the awareness of a heart-centered way. And so that's why these things aren't allowed to stay any longer. Even just with our unconscious way we've lived life, with the addictions, things we're addicted to, it's so easy to write off, oh, I don't have any addictions, I don't drink, I don't party, I don't do this. But are we workaholics? Are we addicted to relationships? Are we addicted to food? Are we addicted to drama, trauma? There's
self-pity.
All these things that we are hooked into to give us stability, and we don't even realize, because it's subconscious, it's a habit, it's a routine. And so when something like COVID happens, you know, which trickles down into you lose your job, which trickles into, oh my gosh, I was a workaholic. Now what do I do? My whole identity was in that. I'm not getting the praise I got. I can't run from my problems anymore with my workaholism. I am squirming like crazy. I'm reaching for all these things, and there's nothing. It's like paddling. So now you're in the water, right? You're like,
paddling upstream.
And that's when God goes, I'm right here. You can float. Just relax, right? And he's bringing you into this higher water level of, did you realize you could float, and that there's a current that's going to take you and guide you into a better solution? You don't have to stay in this tension, want, you know, anymore of the addictions. And so if you're, this is what we're talking about. If you're in this state of, you know, anxiety rehab, and you're going through the things, like, I want to read to you some of the symptoms, and, you know, and John will share into this too, but it's pretty amazing. So can you relate? So the four withdrawal symptoms can include insomnia, irritability, changing moods, depression, anxiety, aches and pains, cravings, fatigue, hallucinations. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? I don't know, where am I going to get a job? Where am I going to live? You know, who's going to buy my house? Who's going to do this? Who's going to watch the kids? Oh my gosh, am I going to get a divorce? You know, all these hallucinations, and then nausea, and then you just flatline out and go back into insomnia, or can't sleep, or depression. And
eat the bag of Cheetos.
Start spiraling.
Watch another binge movie.
Right. What's the purpose in it all? You
know? I know. It's we are so addicted to ego. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
Ego cries out and says, eat another bag of chips. Go to Costco and have another weenie.
Oh man.
Go and have another piece of pizza.
So you can beat yourself up afterwards and just spiral down further.
Exactly. Then you come out of it and you feel horrible because you're burping up all that sausage. And then you're like, your spouse is going, nasty, have another mint, pal. And then you're like in another spiral,
because
then you feel horrible about yourself with your bald spot and all. And then you're like sitting there with an extra 3 inches on your waist going, forget it. I'm a loser. Right. I'm not going to do this anymore.
So I need another pizza.
Give me another pizza. And then we wind up the most obese nation on the planet,
miserable.
Because we're miserable, and we have it all. America has it all, still has it all, regardless of what you far, far extremists say that we're losing it all. No, we go to another country and you'll find out how much we have. Go to Hawaii, for as a matter of fact, and go to some of the neighborhoods and you'll find out how much you have. And it's just like, it's perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's the addictive qualities of those things where we want what we want and we want it now.
Yeah.
But the higher consciousness, the higher Christ consciousness, the higher way of looking at this is, wait a minute, why am I on this planet? Not to eat pizza till I have a heart attack and die and make my family miserable because I wasted my life. No, the reason why we're here is to know love and reveal love, to know unconditional love and to give it out through mm-hmm. service, mm-hmm. not religiously, but to give it out through service and what we enjoy doing, what we love doing, mm-hmm. right? And you might be sitting there thinking, yeah, that's wonderful, but I've got 6 kids and I've got to work 2 jobs. I'm a single parent and I can't do what I want to do. I can't love what I want to love. I can't live the way I want to live. So I have to eat a pizza, brother, to get through the next day because I have these screaming kids in my face and it's relief to me. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's you, then you need this message more than anyone, right? Yeah. Because truth is truth. And when you sit with yourself aside, push the pizza away for a minute, sit with yourself, you're going to discover that it's not punishment. And you need to hear this. It's not punishment for you to sit there and not have the pizza for a little bit. It's for your own good to sit there and go, God will say, wait a minute, do you want something higher? Well, of course we're all going to say, I want something higher. Pizza is a temporary bliss for some of you, right? The reason why I'm saying pizza is because it's my downfall. And I've, you know, enjoyed a lot of it and I've paid the price for it. It's just the bottom line. And I want to be in terrific shape. And then I go and have a piece of pizza, you know, or whatever. We all do it. Yeah. The point is...
But we make better choices now.
But we make better choices. I'm just giving this as an example. That some of you are sitting there going, I need relief. Mm-hmm. You're going to... Okay, for the temporary pushing away of that addictive thing, you're going to find long-term relief. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what we all want? Long-term relief, not the short-term fix. The short-term fix is, let me go do my addiction for a minute. And then you wind up right back. You wind up with yourself. You're going to take yourself everywhere you go.
And shame yourself even more, right? So it's like not only do you have a quick satisfaction, but then you're back to the addiction of beating yourself up.
Exactly.
And shaming yourself, which makes you want to go get another thing. So it's just this ping pong of beating you up. It's just crazy. Until you're willing to go through the whole anxiety rehab and actually sit with this thing and let God take a minute with you and show you what's really going on underneath all that stuff. And I think a lot of times we don't want to go there is because we're afraid we're going to hear ourselves just shaming us even more. And so we just keep running away from that.
Part of that and part of it is I just want to feel good now. Yeah. So I'm going to go back to the addiction, whatever that may be.
Yeah,
you know,
so
it could be shopping or just sitting with your thoughts, letting your thoughts go crazy, right? That's an addiction. It could be a million different things. What is it for you? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
And what does this look like practically?
Yeah.
So practically what we do is we get up in the morning, anytime between 4 and 5 a.m., we'll come out into the living room, we'll sit in the recliners, and we'll just sit there and we'll receive. We're not trying to force anything or effort anything. We'll just sit and receive and present ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we may play some nice soft music. We may not. Most of the time we do both. We'll just sit in silence and then we'll listen to music. But we just sit there and receive. And we will silence that sucker this morning. Okay, for example. Oh, this is a good example for some of you, hopefully. I'm sitting there receiving, and you know how you're a little tired, you may be exhausted because you work a lot. And so it's gonna be exceptionally hard for you sometimes. But when you cultivate this, it'll get easier.
Yeah.
Try to go to bed a little bit earlier. But when I was sitting there and I was just when my mind would go to the past or the future, these are the only two places it's going to go when you're not in the now. It's going to go to the past or it's going to go to the future for, for a better hope for tomorrow. And when it was going that way, I said, hold on. And I pictured it as me as a toddler, like around a year and a half years old or two years old. And my ego was the toddler. And then I was the adult. My spirit was the adult. And I was picturing this. Well, what do you do with a toddler, moms, dads? What do you do with a toddler when they run off? And you know you have to do this frequently at the store or wherever you're at. They go running off every 2 seconds. So what do? You reel them in. You go up and you say, oh, this way, buddy. Come on, this way, come on. And then sometimes you have to run and grab them if they're running out in the street to rescue them, like, you know, that knee-jerk reaction kind of thing. The point is, I was picturing my mind and my thoughts as the toddler running off. I would have to go grab him. Come on, little Johnny, come back here. Come on, come on, come on. Stay in the present. Stay in the now. And the more you practice that, the more that child in you, the egoic thought process, is going to be harnessed like a wild horse. And it's going to be trained. And it's going to learn, just like a toddler would growing up. They learn. They eventually learn. Sometimes when they go a little deep in thought or they go a little deep into that street, it may be a knee-jerk thing to bring them back, right? Sometimes you have to do that when you go deep in thought. So I was doing that this morning. And the point is that when you're aware of it, that is golden. That is priceless. When you're aware that this is happening, you're sitting back as the observer and you're watching little Johnny run off. And then you're watching little Johnny or Susie or Billy Bob or Cindy or Shaniqua run off, and you go and grab and come on. Now, you don't sit there and beat the little toddler,
yeah,
right?
And shame.
And shame the toddler some more. You don't kill it. You reel him in gently. Come on now. And that's loving. See, that's loving your ego to the point of submission, okay? Or training in maturity. That's not telling your ego, I'm going to kill you, like some people say a lot, like, we got to kill the ego. No, that you'd be killing yourself.
Yeah.
Now, the ego serves its purpose when it is harnessed and trained and developed. Mm-hmm. Right? Because we want to serve ourselves in a healthy way. You want to go work out. You want to go and have fun. You know, you want to take care of your body. Yeah. Right? That's serving balance. Self in a balance. Healthy way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just balance. And and for me, when I was soaking, it's amazing, right? We've talked about this in the past about meditation and soaking and how it's like you got to break through the first barrier of your mind chatter like a rocket. And then you hit past that and then you hit up into the no gravity zone out in space, and it's just like, oh, bliss. And if you stay with it long enough, right, and just keep allowing God to just keep removing things. And he kept showing me, I was just nestled in him like inside of a cocoon and just allowing his love and his grace. Again, it's kind of like the Knacker Pearl thing we did, talked about on our last podcast. But, you know, you just go into receive mode and he's just like, see, isn't it so much better when you just receive? Just allow me to love you and not keep trying to figure everything out. And are you doing this enough? Are you doing that enough? And going through all these analyzing craziness, right? And so it's just, oh, I'm like, man, there's just nothing better than you, Lord. Just nothing better.
That's right.
And, oh, I didn't want to leave. It was just like, this is just the state to be.
Yeah.
So
and see, this is, we'll wrap this up here too in a minute, but it's, see how individual that was, yet we're one?
Mm-hmm.
See, so it's, don't try to copy anything that we're actually doing.
It's relational. It's
just an example of how it's going to be different for you, but there's similarities, right? It's, we go in all as a collective whole, we go in to present ourselves to God, you know, through soaking and meditation, prayer, whatever. And, but yet it's individual in the way that things are orchestrated internally. So let it be yours. Own it. Own it to be your uniqueness and let God do what he's going to do inside of you. Now, for some of you, this is really challenging because you've allowed the burning of the impressions of the ego to take control of your life. Remember the woman I was telling you about earlier that couldn't sit still for 5 minutes? Everything was boring. Even if you take 2 minutes, okay? Whatever it is that you can start with this. And it's absolutely necessary to still ourselves and to silence ourselves and let it grow and develop at the pace that God is leading you into. It's important for you to know that.
Yeah.
Because you're not comparing, we're not competing here. This is all individual, but it's all necessary in order for the Spirit to actually lead our lives. This is how the current takes us. This is how God leads us. This is how the Spirit becomes, waxes strong inside of us so that the ego is put in the back seat, so to speak, and you're the driver. You, the real you, the authentic, genuine you, the Spirit you is the driver.
Mm-hmm.
And allow it to happen. You're going to start seeing synchronicities show up. Don't worry about your mind going crazy. Just reel it in like the toddler or however you want to do it. Reel it in, casting down vain imaginations. You know, it's bringing it in to where we can live in the present moment and the outside world will begin to line up. It will begin to, I'm telling you, it is a guarantee. Maybe not when you want it to. Okay? Well, the rent's due in 5 days. See, you're already in the future. You know?
Yeah, well, in the addiction of a pain of past, you know, regrets or whatever.
Yeah, and then we, for example, we had this woman contact us. And she's like, I need you guys to give me a word now. Give me some advice. Give me some encouragement. Give me something now because my husband's going to leave me. And you know. Yeah, you got to say it. You got to do it now. My thought was maybe he needs to leave you. Maybe you need to walk away from this. So I'm going to sit here and tell you something that's going to keep this thing all together when I don't really know you. I mean, seriously, let's get real about this. This is why you have to sit with yourself. Whether you love yourself or you can't stand yourself, sit with yourself.
Yeah.
And allow these things to bubble up.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's so many things to touch on this subject. I think we'll probably do a part two on this.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much more because we want to really bring into, like, what does this look like even more so as you're walking through this? It's kind of like, you know, when you're in rehab, there's those withdrawals and like, oh, this is what I'm experiencing. Am I on the right track? You know, or something wrong with me kind of thing, you know. So anyway, I think we'll probably go into another one following this. So stay tuned.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll be right back.
All right.